Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
Welcome. You're now tuned into the Boxing Voice.
Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people.
TheBoxingVoice.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another spontaneous edition of the Boxing Voice Radio, hashtag TBV podcast, wherever hashtags are used to stay alongside the conversation. I'm your host, Nestor Gibbs, and we are back today to be discussing some more heavyweight news. Tony Bellew, is he a heavyweight? Is he a cruiserweight? Is he a cruiserweight blown up to be a heavyweight? Many people were judging Tony Bellew's character. Many of us had those water cooler conversations whether or not he would face a legitimate heavyweight. And, you know, was he just facing David Haye because it was convenient? An older heavyweight and heavyweight with numerous injuries throughout his career. But Tony Bellew has sent shockwaves for sure through the boxing industry, through the social media industry. Tony Bellew accepts a old call out. It's about, I don't know, I want to say a couple days old. Tyson Fury took to his social media and called out good old Bellew, you know, saying that he would step in for David Haye. Bellew accepts that challenge, and he's looking at putting something together with Tyson Fury. I mean, we'll get into those details, and we'll let you know, our opinions on that. I'm going to go ahead and get to my co-host in the Golden State, Matt the Hipster Hunter.
Dollar DiBiase production.
This is a beautiful performance against a very tough guy in Michael Thompson. How do you feel about it?
Fuck that. Conor McGregor.
BoxingVoice.com.
You know me, Larry. From a wicked entrance, from a flip over the rock, into a knock out now. The main thing is, I just help the guy. I wish.
BoxingVoice.com.
Yes, the hipster hit is beware. Tony Bellew accepted the challenge from Tyson Fury. You know, obviously, doesn't mean they're going to fight. Doesn't mean they're going to fight next. But it's definitely smoke to the fire, it seems. It definitely seems that it's Tony Bellew either succumbing to the public pressure or just thinking, yeah, I can beat Tyson Fury, especially this version of Tyson Fury, one that's off of a 2+ year layoff, coming off of a huge weight loss journey that he is obviously still on. You know, he hasn't even broke below 300 pounds yet. So he still has a long ways to go. So, you know, how realistic is this? Is this going to happen, I would say, in the next 4 months? I don't know. I think there's tons of things. Is this a pay-per-view fight? Is this a headline? If Tyson Fury beats Tony Bellew, does he get AJ next over Wilder? You know, there's tons of different angles we can take this fight and look at this fight at. So I can't wait to chop it up with you, Ness, and the callers.
Yeah, man, listen, I was shocked. I think that, you know, I was definitely one of those guys that questioned Bellew and whether or not, you know, he would consider it a legitimate heavyweight fight. And this is legitimate without a doubt, but it does have some sort of an asterisk attached to it. I mean, it all depends on when he's going to actually get Fury in the ring. If I'm Bellew's advisor or manager, I'm trying to get Fury in there as soon as possible. Catch him while he's heavy. Mm-hmm. Definitely not at 100%. And give myself every opportunity possible. I do want to go to the original call out from Tyson Fury. And then Matt can read Tony Bellew's reply on Instagram or social, one of the forms of social media. Obviously, Fury took to his Instagram with video and audio. So
this is Tyson Fury, aka the Gypsy King, undisputed, undefeated Ring Magazine heavyweight champion of the world. I just heard David H pulled out against Tony the Bell End Bellew. I'll be ready, willing, and waiting to fight Tony Bellew May 5th, Ocho Arena, London. Like I said before, Tony, you want to fight a real man, you want to fight the best heavyweight in the world, the heavyweight that beat everybody else, the heavyweight that never lost a fight, the real heavyweight champion of the world. I'm ready and waiting. Call you the Bomber, I call you the Bell End. Be no contest. One uppercut, ceiling job. If you think you can do any different, prove it wrong. And you can bring your mate as well, with Dosser David Price.
So I just want to say, I'm going to go ahead and take credit for Tony Bellew's reply to Tyson Fury because of the first quote. They say I'm scared to face the giants of the division. I don't know. Who questioned him?
I think everyone questioned him, not just us.
Really?
But before I get to Tyson, not Tyson Fury's response, Tony Bellew's response, remember, we are less than 10 subscribers on YouTube away from 60K. Once we hit 60K, that Bob Arum interview does drop. We talked about Jeff Horn, Terrence Crawford, Joseph Parker, tons of topics. So definitely tell a friend, tell friends, hit that subscribe button, hit that little bell to get all the notifications.
I say we're 13 away. It says 59,987,000.
Last time I checked, we were only like six away.
I have 59,987.
Maybe some people unsubscribe then.
Yeah, they did. I mean, it works that way, bro. They ran across a video you might have done, and they're like, "I don't like this hipster guy."
That does happen, you know. That's why the haters beware. But Tony Bellew's response, and by the way, you can read this obviously on his Twitter account or in the show description of this YouTube show or blog talk or, you know, podcast, wherever you're listening. The description of this does have the quote. He says,
"Where was his Twitter?"
Yes.
All right, I'll pull it up as well. You can read it.
He said to Tyson Fury, "They say I'm scared to face the giants of the division. So y'all know what I'll do. I'll fight the biggest of them all. Tyson, Stavros, Flatty, Fury, anytime. ... Get your hearing sorted at Tyson Fury. I'll fold you like a deck chair, son. # bigger that they are, the harder they fall."
Could we believe this call out? Is Bellew one who we can consider trustworthy?
I'll put it this way.
Here is Bellew's tweet, Matt.
You want to see it yourself.
I'll zoom it in for all those.
I'll put it this way. I think it's definitely interesting that he's now responding to a call out with a call out. Like when he was called out by Deontay Wilder, he folded up like a deck chair a little bit. He didn't want that. He was like, "Oh, you're too big for me, blah, blah, blah." With this, he's saying, "Nah, I'll take you on. You know, I'll fight you."
Tyson doesn't represent the power of a Deontay Wilder, right? Like, I mean, and Tyson's fought cruiserweights before in Steve Cunningham, don't forget. And which Steve Cunningham dropped Tyson Fury. So if I'm Bellew, I'm looking at that as motivation.
Yeah, I completely agree. And if I'm Tony Bellew, Tyson Fury, like you said, isn't the hitter that a Wilder is. Isn't in the prime of his career like a Wilder is. Isn't in the prime shape like a Wilder is. And he's also undefeated and the lineal champion. Like, even with the asterisks of what is Tyson Fury at this point, and depending on when this fight could potentially be, this name on his ledger, his resume, still means something. If Wilder fought Tyson Fury next and beat him, that would mean something to us. If Joshua fought him next and he beat him, that would mean something to us. So I got to give Tony Bellew that respect if he does beat Tyson Fury and they do fight.
Well, let's not forget a couple of months ago when Deontay went over there, we didn't mind if he was going to fight Bellew. Some obviously didn't think it was a safe move for Bellew, but some still thought Bellew could possibly pull it off because Wilder isn't technically sound. So if now Bellew wants to still mix it up with the heavyweights and go for the lighter puncher, but not the easier fight without a doubt, because, I mean, Tyson's boxing ability, the thing is, can he box for 12 rounds? See, that's why I'm saying Tony Bellew is probably smart to jump on this now. Can Tyson really go 12? Is Bellew's, you know, job to take him deep, beat him to the body, and make him submit due to, you know, lack of endurance, really, and lack of power to stop Tony himself?
And obviously, Tyson Fury, news came out that he signed with MTK Management.
That was big.
That was big. That, to me, definitely shows that he is on the right path towards a company.
That was a bit sad, though. Now, is MTK, I know that's the Matthew Macklin thing, and they do the gym, and they sponsor IFL TV, but are they a management company? Is the possibility of Eddie Hearn? I know Eddie Hearn came out and said he would love to manage Tyson, and you know what? Eddie would be smart to get that guy in his stable and make it in-house.
No, I believe Eddie Hearn wanted to manage Tyson Fury, not promote him. Those are two different things. I don't even know if he could have legally done that, especially it being the UK. If in the US, I know there's no way he could have done that due to the Muhammad Ali Act. But in the UK, it could be different, so I don't know. But this does look like, not that it ruins that chance of Eddie Hearn being manager of Tyson Fury, but it doesn't ruin his chances of promoting Tyson Fury. As far as I know, he's still signed with Hennessy Sports, though. Right? I mean, I still think that's his promotion.
I haven't received any official press release from Hennessy Sports saying they've parted ways. So that's what I'm thinking. Is MTK just like a sponsorship? Let's get you back into shape, wear our shirts, you know, promote our brand, use our gym. We'll give you some shakes and some protein and things like that. What is MTK Global? I mean, I'm not being ignorant. I am just ignorant to what it is because I am from the U.S.
Yeah, same. I don't know really what they are in the UK. In the US, I know the political landscape with managers and promoters much better than the UK, obviously, just because of the geographical bias. As far as I know, MTK does seem big, though. They do seem like they are visible everywhere in the boxing community in the UK. So I don't know how big they are, but the reach is big. They reach everywhere in that market. So that's something. It is a big move, and I think it does help Tyson Fury on that path towards a comeback. But again, this comeback fight with Tony Bellew, it all matters when it is. If it's in March, that affects my pick. If it's in May, that definitely affects my pick.
I'm being told by Dove Joel, our UK correspondent, that MTK is management, and they manage Frampton as well. Listen, all this is good news. Bellew coming out, even if this is more posturing, as you like to call it, it keeps him in the news. It keeps him relevant. It keeps both Tyson relevant. Why not attach your name to the lineal champ who's been making a lot of headlines and keeping himself relevant? Heavyweight division is back and alive, Matt. I think it's about that time.
Very quickly, I just want to say this. Another reason why I think we can all start really believing this Tyson Fury comeback is that he seems mentally in a better state right now.
Yes.
He seems like he is happy. So just, you know, always prayers and thoughts to you, Tyson Fury. You seem like you're getting healthy mentally, so that's always a good thing. Continue Fury on that path.
Make sure you let you know, our guy Dove Joel in the building. We need to get that comeback footage. You know, so
it's a move. If Tyson Fury comes back and beats Tony Bellew, and he goes on and beats someone else, you know, beats Anthony Joshua, beats a Wilder, that's a movie. It's an instant movie.
It is. You know what else is a movie? I think 10 o'clock.
Ooh.
HBO After Dark.
Is it 10 o'clock or 9 o'clock?
I don't know, but HBO, we're going to be back with a live fight chat, and we're going to have Kaz Wheezy, a.k.a. Enrique Church, live with us for the live fight chat of Sergey Kovalev. We might even go and start early for the Jason Sosa Yudokas Gamboa, because I'm feeling like maybe that is going to steal the thunder. But listen, I'm your host, Nestor Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO. Do not forget to hit the thumbs up. Turn it gray to blue. Blue means it's all cool, baby. Hit that thumbs up. Spread the word. Tell a friend to tell a friend. We are live in a couple of hours again. Catch me on Twitter at NesGTO. Don't forget to drop us a 5-star review on iTunes. Why? Because it helps with the visibility of the show. Keep us number one in the world. Haters is going to hate, but our numbers don't lie. Matt.
I'm so excited for Cash Weezy to be on tonight. What?
No, I just said rally.
Yeah, I mean, first off, Cash Weezy on Live Fight Chats is hilarious because he usually has some vodka in him. Always a good time. Definitely tune into that. It will be hilarious. Live Fight Chat, especially with a three-man booth, is always better than a two-man booth. But I'm Matt the Hipster Hunter. You can find me at Mixed Combat News on Twitter, Matt Hunter TBV on Instagram. My MMA podcast, Mixed Combat Radio, is on Patreon, SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, etc. And remember, we are around 10 subscribers away from 60K on YouTube. Once that hits, Bob Arum interview drops.
Hit that subscribe button. Take us over the top. Let's see. We're going to get a last-minute check-in on this Tony Bellew versus Tyson Fury show. We have 59,987. That's what I'm showing over here. Dove in the UK is showing that we need only six more to get to 60K. I guess it's different all over. We got to let it, you know, that's why we just need 100 of you guys. Just hit that subscribe right now, right here. Just hit it right here. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. We will be back with a live HBO fight chat and immediate reaction of Sergey Kovalev coming back in action versus Slava Shabaransky, as well as Jason Sosa from Philadelphia, Puerto Rican bred, taking on Urokis Gamboa. El Ciclón de Guantánamo, Cuban amateur standout, but he lost his last fight, and so did Sosa. They will be bouncing back versus each other. Let's see what happens, man. We'll catch you guys later. Don't forget to subscribe, like I said, to get those notifications whenever we do go live.